Alf, describe what you are when you say you're a freegan.
Hi there, Nick. Well, a freegan is somebody who tries to limit their involvement and dependency on the economic system wherever possible. It's about trying to live simply.
How do you do that? What do you mean? I mean, what do you mean by that?
A lot of people have become aware that freegans forage for items that society throws out. There are huge quantities of discarded wealth, really, that gets thrown out of the backs of things like supermarkets. In the UK alone, it's millions of tons worth of perfectly usable goods get thrown out. So a freegan will try and salvage that, forage that, in order to get their basic needs met each day.
So I've not been lied to when I've been told that you literally will crawl in and amongst the dirty rubbish around the back of a supermarket, plucking out things to eat.
Well, yes. I would say that it's not kind of the initial preconception of it is you've got this dirty bin with sort of maggot-infested, bacteria-filled types of bin environments. And that was my initial thought when I heard from another friend that they did that. But the reality of it, even though very occasionally you're going to find a groggy bin, but the reality of it is that often it's incredibly clean. You get heaps of really good items, everything from wine to smoked salmon to fresh vegetables to you name it, it's there. Often within its sell-by or use-by date, within packaging, put again into sealed bags. And, you know, you're often left scratching your head. You're thinking, why on earth is this going, for, you know, to landfill?
Where... So you literally pull food out of the bins around the back of supermarkets. Is that legal? How does that work?
Technically, I think it's a slightly grey area. But the fact is, I mean, how can you be stealing rubbish? Surely, if you're throwing something away, then... You know, you're relinquishing ownership of it.
Now, Alf, you're on a mobile phone at the moment because you live in a camper van, right? Do you pay council tax and that kind of stuff?
No council tax, no. I mean, obviously, we pay tax on the vehicle and the insurance, but pretty much the running of the camper is pretty much my only expense. Although we've got the actual fuel situation down. We're paying about 20% of what most people pay because we're filtering waste vegetable oil because we got the vehicle converted. I've been traveling around Ireland and we've just scored hundreds and hundreds of litres of free vegetable oil, which is, you know, it's going to be destined for either rubbish or some other form of production. But people have been giving it to us for free, so it's been wonderful.
Do you work? What do you do?
Well, I do work, but I call it plurking, which is a kind of combination of playing and working at the same time. It's just trying to do things, but just not with an economic motivation. I mean, there's lots of needs out there. Obviously, I'm not telling everybody or encouraging everybody to jump into a camper van, but there are so many different needs within the local and wider communities that you can fill. And actually, part of freeganism, which often goes unnoticed by the media, is just giving back, giving your time back as a volunteer. Whatever it is, it's to try and actually give back because you reclaimed your freedom from the economic system.
But your plurking, which is your version of working, does it pay? I mean, you know what I mean? Are you on a building site getting a bit of cash? Do you pay the tax man when you get paid?
I actually haven't had a secular job since 1999. My last job where I was officially paid was when I was working as an account executive for a marketing design company. And I was paid a decent salary, but I was paid to manipulate people. And I just realised that wasn't really the life for me.
It sounds like a little bit like gypsying, like being a traveller.
To some extent, I think there are aspects of that. It's also about trying to use our time in quite a disciplined way to give back. So it's not just sort of, freeloading as a lot of, some of the travelling community would do. It's about giving back too. But quite frankly, I really don't know how many freegans there are. And quite frankly, I don't care. It's a kind of loose coalition, a kind of organic movement of people who are just sort of pricking up their ears to the fact there are major problems in society. And we can do something, albeit on a small level, to do something back, to give back.
So let me go through this, right? Alf the freegan. Your story runs like this. You used to work in advertising and marketing, but you realised that what you were doing really is manipulating people. You were involved in the business of thought control, and you rejected that around 1999.
That's right.
And now you forage in dustbins around the back of supermarkets for food, and you live in a camper van. and you don't, from the sounds of it, you pay hardly anything in council tax.